look like for us to embrace the disruption? To recognize that God may be inviting us into a new rhythm, where we learn to love in new ways. Our prayer is that our church family would find creative ways to continue to stay connected to one another. Common prayer is an opportunity for just that, a daily opportunity to slow down and connect with God together. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hey there, church, and welcome to day two of Common Prayer. Now, wherever or whenever you are listening to this, I hope that it finds you well, without question. This has been a pretty crazy week. I imagine, just like my own week, nearly every single one of the plans that you had set maybe 3 weeks ago have been upended. They've been altered in some way. For my wife and I, we're both trying to figure out how to work from home now, and in our home office. Our desks are right next to each other, and usually that's fantastic. We like to be able to work side by side, but most of us, or most of our meetings, are all done via video, and so now we're having to figure out, like, how do we schedule our meetings so that we're not conflicting with one another, so we're not talking over each other, trying to figure out how to stagger all of those things, and then you layer on top of that all the schools have shut down, and so we're all homeschool parents now, and trying to navigate that world and how we keep our kids learning and growing, and whatever it is that you're also facing. It has been a pretty hectic week, no doubt. The days just seem kind of littered with chaos and change, and honestly, the news is happening so fast. It seems like hour by hour, moment by moment, we're getting new updates on what is going on, and it's proved a difficult week for sure. And one of the things that I keep thinking about this, though, is we're all kind of sheltered in place. We're all kind of holed up in our own houses. A few weeks ago, I read this beautiful little book called The Domestic Monastery by Ronald Rollheiser. And in the book, Rollheiser is drawing some parallels between life in a monastery and life in our homes. And he draws the parallels saying that, as a monastery is a place of withdrawal, that's set up as an intentional community, where its members live according to a different rhythm that oscillates between work and prayer. He says, so can our home life be like that. He says, so much of our daily life is filled with the mundane tasks of cooking, of cleaning, of folding laundry, of doing dishes, of helping our kids out, of mowing the lawn, of all of these mundane tasks that in many ways can mirror the way in which a monastery functions. Most of us will never live in a monastery, nor should we. But our lives have that potential to find ourselves withdrawn. And obviously you can make the connections to our current moment that, all of us through these shelter in place orders have been withdrawn from the world. We're pulled from our normal rhythms. We're placed in a different way to live, and it's through these kind of external circumstances we've been placed in a domestic monastery. And the depth of this kind of interruption forces us to change. About halfway through the book, Rollheiser is talking about how parenting kind of immerses us in a way to where we have to live and adapt to new rhythms. And he's talking about this idea that, when you live in an intentional community, whether it's with kids or with roommates or whatever it is, you learn quickly that time is not your own, that your life isn't all your own, that you belong to other people through your commitments and responsibilities. And about halfway through the book, he writes this, again, speaking specifically to parents, but at the same time, I think it is apropos for all of us as well. But he writes this. He says, all of this demands that you constantly grow, readjust, adapt, let go, and learn to love in a new way. A flexible heart is a discerning heart. It picks up each moment and discerns the true and false voices within it. It asks in each moment, where does love lie for the other in all of this? See, church, the reality of our moment now is exactly the point Rollheiser made, is it is leading us to grow and to readjust and to adapt. I love that line where he says that love takes up each moment and discerns where does love lie for the other in this. See, for wherever you are and whatever you're kind of facing in the midst of all this kind of reordering of life, you know, we have the opportunity to change the conversation, to seek God in ways that says, Lord, how are you wanting to form us in this? And I can't help but think that maybe he's inviting us to learn new ways to love more. Where he, you know, is asking, what would it look like for you to readjust, to readapt, to yes, this is the circumstances, but he's inviting us into a new rhythm. It reminds me of John's words in 1 John chapter 4 when he says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And everyone who has been born of God knows God. And, you know, church, what would it look like for us to embrace the reality that God has loved us, and so we then in turn love? And in many ways, we're faced with that now. What would it look like for us to meet this moment with a willingness to grow and to adjust and to adapt, recognizing that we are in a new school of love? And so right now, you know, we have the opportunity to enter that domestic monastery, to learn how to love one another deeply. And through this disruption, we have the chance to invite the Holy Spirit to do that slow internal work in shaping our hearts, to learn to love other people well, whether that's your children, your neighbors, your roommates, whoever it is. You know, we have the opportunity to learn to love well. So what I want to do right now is I want to pray and just spend a moment there. And so maybe just take a moment right now, again, get comfortable in your seat, and let's just take a few deep breaths to slow not only our heart rate, but our minds down as well. So take a few deep breaths in your nose, out your mouth. And as you breathe, slowly consider that it is God who has given you this very breath. In the midst of all of this chaos, God is still sustaining you. So breathe in and consider that, again, that's God's breath, and breathe out. And as you exhale, breathe out your fears, your stress. Find yourself back in this moment. You know, the daily grind, new responsibilities has worn you down. Just take a moment to rest. Listen again to the words of John. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Consider those words. Maybe just take a moment and think about what is one way you've seen God love you this week. For love comes from God. Take a moment and just sit in that reality that God loves you. Now consider that John is asking us to love others because God has loved us. So take a moment and just ask the Holy Spirit, what are you teaching me now? How can I have a discerning heart, as Rollheiser calls it, that takes up every moment and considers where can I find love for the other here? God's brought up a name, a face. Maybe it's someone that he's inviting you to call to just check in on. Maybe someone you know needs groceries, needs help, and you can just reach out in love. Maybe it's your children that have been difficult this week, that it's been hard, but you just need to put some stuff down and just spend some extra time with them. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your roommate. Just spend one more moment thanking God for this opportunity to grow, to adapt, and to readjust. just a few final moments now in gratitude. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in common prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. And be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.